Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
A reset of the prophetic movement is upon us. The second wave of prophets is rising in this hour. We stand at the edge of a new era in the prophetic. We're gathering the international prophetic community at the Global Prophetic Center, a hub for prophetic training, prophetic labs, summits, networks, and lighthouses. It's time for prophets to go deeper. It's time for seers to soar. It's time for prophetic voices to rise up and decree what says the Spirit of God with accuracy that causes the world to pay attention. The Global Prophetic Center offers proven prophetic systems and structures to equip you to walk worthy of your calling and to prophesy with precision, boldness, diplomacy, and wisdom. Get hands-on training and mentoring in a safe environment that breeds true prophetic community and learning. Receive impartation and activation. Sharpen your gift and avoid prophetic pitfalls. Get commissioned. Get networked. Get sent out with the word of the Lord in your mouth and the confidence to release it. Begin your journey today by applying at globalpropheticcenter.com. Jennifer LeClaire here. You can see in the spirit. I want to invite you to take the Seer Activation Challenge, 30 days to clearer spiritual sight. I'm going to be on board doing Seer Activations with you, guiding you through biblical entryways and much, much more. You can opt to take the Seer Activation Challenge at tinyurl.com/seeractivation. tinyurl.com/seeractivation. You can also opt to get these three books, Seer Dimensions. You can get Power Seers. This just came out. Keys to Upgrading Your Prophetic Vision. And you can get Seer Activations with 101 Seer Activations and a whole lot more teaching. I want to challenge you to see what you've never seen before. God wants you to be able to see in the Spirit. Open your eyes to the Seer Dimensions in Jesus' name.
Hello and welcome to Women on the Rise. I'm excited about today's program because it's a very important subject. I have with me Pamela Carter. And
hi,
Pamela,
Patricia.
We've been friends for a long time.
Yes.
We're just going to invite all these women into our living
Come
room right
in.
Now to talk. But we want to talk government today.
Yes, yes.
And this is a very, very important subject, especially
right.
in this hour, because we're in a new era.
Yes,
not just
we are.
A new year, not just a new
yes.
decade, but a new era.
That's right.
And there are things, even in the foundation
right.
Of the righteous foundations
right.
in our nation that are
right.
being challenged
That's right.
right now. So it's
That's
really
right.
important that we
yep.
arise and become a voice for God, a voice of truth, and put action to our voice as well.
Correct. And also
that's what you're doing.
Biblical values. We have to make a stand. And I can't tell you the amount of individuals, people that are afraid to make a stand for life, for biblical values because of all the threats, and there's been hatred
sure.
from the other side. But, you know, as we know, we have to walk in love. But love
Absolutely.
Is also speaking the truth
yeah.
in love.
Love is not always mushy-gushy,
no,
is it?
Isn't.
It's not soft.
No.
Sometimes
no,
it can
isn't.
Be pretty tough. But, Pamela, you are an intercessor for the nation as
yes.
well as for the government, especially the current
Israel.
Administration. you cover Trump in your
yes.
prayers, and
yes.
you
yes.
go out to a lot of the rallies, and you do so much work behind the
yes.
scenes.
Yes.
And you are a connector, a networker, and there's some fantastic things happening in the nation right now. In fact, mm-hmm. We know that a lot of you women are, of course, watching in America.
Yes.
Some of you are from Canada, England, all around the world, mm-hmm. so you're from different nations. But this subject of government is important
yes.
for every single nation, and
yes.
especially God's call on women in
yes.
this hour to arise like never before
yes.
to be a voice, a voice in his presence in prayer, but also a voice in your nation. And through social media, we have so much access to the distribution of our voice, right?
That's interesting, because a lot of the coalitions that our president right now is raising up are voices. Voices for women, voices for life, voices for blacks, the Latino community. We're raising up many different cops for Trump. I mean, we have a variety of ways to get involved in different spheres of our government, not only in prayer, but boots on the ground. We need boots on the ground. As you know, we have the Air Force, we have the air power, which is intercession. But if people don't volunteer freely in the day of his power, if we don't get our feet, put feet to our faith and get out there and not only vote, but also work behind the scenes. And what I'm learning in this whole government mountain thing, I've been in the media mountain, I've been in, you know, a lot of different other spheres. But when you get into this governmental anointing and the realm, the warfare is just increases, because you have principalities and powers. You know, as we know, Israel has been at stake in our elections, and stand, making a stand for life is huge. Racism, which we talked about at one of your conferences, is huge. But if you could really understand that racism, the narrative goes back to slavery, as we know, in our nation, which was horrible. But, you know, it was the Republican right-wing sphere of our government that stood to abolish slavery in the 13th Amendment. 14th Amendment, they gave the right to vote to the freed slaves. And then the 15th Amendment gave the right to vote for everyone. So it was a, it was the Republican Party that made a stand. And you don't hear that narrative in our nation anymore. It's, you know, accusations that we, because we stand for different values, are racist. And it's so not true. So not true.
We know that many of you, whatever nation that you're from, you will have people in your government or running for government that will hold Christian values high. That is what you want to look for. And in America here, we are in an election year. So we do ask for your prayers, because it's going to be very important. And what we're looking to, and for those of you that are Americans, I'm not trying to tell you how to vote or which party to choose, but what we do want you to look at very carefully is the biblical values that are being supported or denied by either or party.
Yeah, I mean, no matter who it is. I mean, we have people on the, both sides that maybe we may not agree with. But look at the platform. Look at the platform on the right, and look at the platform on the left. And that's very easy to make a distinction. And as you know, there's a, there's many scriptures about the dividing of the holy from the profane, righteous from the unrighteous. You know, all of that type of thing. And I think the division is becoming so apparent, so apparent, that we have to make a stand. We have to make, having done all, stand, and then put boots on the ground, feet to your faith, and move forward. One of the areas that I'm very concerned about, is our appointing Supreme Court justices and judges. And this administration has appointed 150 conservative judges over the last 3 years.
Because we need the nation to be sustained in God's values, in biblical values. If we do not have conservative judges, if we have liberal judges who think differently than the Word, then our faith in coming generations can be compromised. And as women especially, we have to care about the coming generations, not just our day, but the coming generations. And we've seen so many amazing things in this last few years, is that we've seen pro-life issues brought to the table, pro-Israel, pro-church, and even the statistics that I was reading the other day. In fact, you sent me some, and so I was reviewing them.
Oh, good, good.
But the statistics are phenomenal, really, for the amount of progression has been made more than ever before in any other administration for African-American employment and the increase of their salaries, the Latinos as well.
Yes.
It is absolutely phenomenal, really.
Amazing?
I mean, it is supernatural what has happened in the last 3.5 years.
That's right.
And so it is very, very exciting, the day that we're in. But you can feel the battle. So one of the things that I want to call you to, women, pray, 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 pray for God's values to come forward and for the right representation. Now, you're not going to find a perfect human being, okay?
No.
But we do have to look at perfect values. We do have to look at the things that are important to God. And so as we're looking in an election year, and especially for those of you who are in the United States of America, make sure that you are registered to vote.
Yes.
And make sure that you know in your area. In fact, I feel that we are going to do something to help you. We are going to, as time goes on, have a website that you can go to. You just click on your state and you'll know all the people that are pro-life, that are, you know, pro-Israel, that are, you know, pro-God in that area, that are running, and that you'll be able to easily make a decision. And it's really important. The state elections, you know, are really important. We need to have the House filled with godly people.
That's right.
We need to take back the House.
And I think we need to do a lot of battle in the spirit.
Yeah.
Either certain individuals will repent and get in alignment with God's will, or they'll be cut off and replaced. There are many scriptures about that.
Sure.
You know, he allows evil to prosper for a season that it may be destroyed forever.
Yeah.
I believe that's where we are right now in the United States and around the world, really.
Yeah.
And I just sense that there's a woman out there, and you've had a burden to pray for government. You've had a burden for our nation. You're a prayer warrior, but you said, how can I get involved? Mm-hmm. And there are many ways you can get involved, volunteering in different coalitions, whatever your passion might be. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's pro-life. Get involved with the pro-life platforms of certain individuals that are fighting for life. And there's so much that needs to be done as well as in prayer. So I just wanted to give that
word
to someone.
A really good friend of mine, Fatine Groseski in Canada, she has been a tremendous voice in the nation of Canada and has been encouraging Christians to run for government, you know, because a lot of times we think, well, I could never do it or whatever.
Right.
But I mean, you can run on your city level. You can run in your state level. And we've got people in our Women in Ministry network who are in government positions and making a difference. Mm-hmm. And they were just like, they just felt the Lord touch their life and they said, okay, I'll give it a go. And they went for it and God placed them in position. So
amazing.
We want to just encourage you to get into position. But what Fatine has been doing in Canada is saying, run for government, find out who it is that you're to vote for, that are in line with God's agendas, but also volunteer, volunteer, volunteer. And she discovered through statistics that the win in the election went to those who have the most volunteers. And I thought, oh my gosh, that is amazing. So all of us can volunteer on some level.
On some level, you can make phone calls, you can go out, knock on doors.
Sure, you can work on election day.
Work at your polls, your local poll, polling place. I volunteered. Well, I didn't volunteer. I guess I was actually hired with my one paid position. But it was so interesting to work at the polls and to watch the people come in and vote and see the whole voting process. You can learn so much just by going
down. And you can be an intercessor while you're there,
too. I was dancing around. I had so much joy in just praying over every person that came in. You know, it was so fun. But there's also a lot of corruption I saw.
Right.
Not at the poll where I was working, but at the election facility. And we just have to really watch and pray, watch and pray. And then you can cut that off in the spirit and then report it.
I can just see at all the different facilities. We have intercessors walking around just protecting the assets
That's
in the
right.
Lord. So
That's
there's so
right.
much that you can do. But you know, find out who it is, who is a voice for righteousness in your area, and stand with them. Stand with those policies
yes.
that will save the day for the coming generations, because we are being weighed in the balance,
yes,
you know,
right.
and it's not a done deal yet. You know, mm-hmm. we have to pray things through. And so please, please, please pray. Now, I want to especially address those of you who are baby boomers. Because Jeremiah Johnson
had an amazing word.
He had a dream,
awesome.
And it was very prophetic, where he saw Trump actually in the dream, and he was running his race, doing well. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, towards the end, something happened and he collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't look like he was going to make it through the finish line.
Mm.
But two baby boomer women came and pulled him through the
yes,
finish line.
Yes.
And so it was a prophetic word for the baby boomers
right.
to take our place in intercession
right.
and to really pull forth God's purposes through in this
Amen.
Day and hour.
Let me just share one scripture with you about the judges, because that's really on my heart. Mm-hmm. Righteousness and justice.
are the foundation of his throne.
So, and our nation needs to be established mm-hmm. in that foundation. And it's been, the enemy's tried to destroy that foundation. But if you have any problem with righteous judges, here in Deuteronomy 16:18 says, "You shall appoint judges and officials for your tribes in every town that the Lord your God is giving you." So that's our job, to appoint judges mm-hmm. in the towns and cities, no matter where you are in the world. They are to judge the people with righteous judgment.
Yeah.
So that is what a huge prayer need. And this administration has appointed two new Supreme Court justices. There are many pro-life issues that are going to be coming before the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there could be even a couple more. But yeah, the Senate, like you were saying.
Biblical values, family
yes.
values.
Yes.
We need judges
yes.
that will protect the families
yes.
in the coming generations.
That's
so,
right. That's
yeah.
right. So the judges that need to be appointed, and he has appointed 150 conservative judges. So, you know, we just have to look at the accomplishments, what has been accomplished, and then do we want that to continue? Do we want that sphere?
Mm-hmm.
And do we want those values to go forth and not be stopped anymore?
Right. So. In this last 3.5 years, we've been so blessed, because our rights to express our Christian faith were being challenged. They were actually behind the scenes. Well, not even behind the scenes. Some of it was pretty out there vocal.
Mm-hmm.
But it was being challenged, our freedom, depending on who was going to get in the last election.
Right.
But we have been given freedom. Our Christian faith has been protected.
Yes.
Israel.
Mm-hmm. Moved our embassy to Jerusalem.
Our alliance with
yes,
Israel has
yes,
been protected.
Yes.
And even calling Jerusalem the capital
Amen.
Of Israel.
That was
huge. Aligned with God.
Yeah.
The economy is
mm-hmm.
crazy awesome.
Mm-hmm.
There's very little unemployment. And middle class income has increased.
Yes.
And tax cuts for middle class
exactly.
so that their money power is greater than it's ever been.
By $5,000 per family.
Exactly.
Per household.
And minority groups
yep.
have flourished
right.
under this
right.
administration.
Right.
And so we are very pleased with what we see, even though, you know, a lot of people might not like the personality or mm-hmm. whatever. And we have to kind of get over that again
yeah.
and look at the bigger picture.
And for those you know? that are Latino, you know, I'm half Latino, so I can speak to this issue, you know, and there's this, you know, racism against the Latino people because of the wall and all that, you know, wanting to protect our borders. That is so biblical.
Mm-hmm.
In the new, I was looking in Revelation. I think it's Revelation 19, and God put a wall around the
sure.
New Jerusalem to keep out evil. This isn't about keeping people or Mexican individuals or people that want freedom from coming into our nation.
Right.
But even God wants borders. He is pro-border.
Well,
so
of course, we live in
yeah.
Arizona,
yeah.
and, you know, there's
yeah.
areas that Arizona, California, Mexico. Mm-hmm. And we have the most beautiful Latino people.
They are
beautiful families. Yes. I mean, they live all around us and beautiful families and hard workers and
conservative values.
Most Latinos
are very conservative.
Yeah.
They love their families. They stand for life.
Most
Latinos.
I know they're just beautiful. And I think that's what needs to be protected, because mm-hmm. when you have an open border, which is totally not biblical,
right.
God always put boundaries. In fact, his kingdom, not anyone can just come into his kingdom.
Exactly.
You can only come one way.
That's
you have
right.
to come the legal way
that's
through
right.
Jesus Christ. Right?
Exactly.
So that is the issue, is that everyone has to come through legally,
right.
not illegally. You have to come through legally.
Right.
And God can make a way.
If he
needs you in a nation, he can make a way. But also, we need to help other nations that are in corruption, which is also part of what we've been doing as a nation,
right.
is helping other nations confront the corruption
yes.
and deal with it so yes. everyone can live in a safe place.
That's right.
So,
and also, we were talking about women, you know, in other mm-hmm. nations. And Ivanka Trump now is fighting for women in other nations that have been marginalized. They can't work. They can't be seen in public. And she is working behind the scenes now very proactively to get the rights of these women in other nations, especially in the Muslim nations that have been marginalized. She's working behind the scenes to
wonderful.
Promote that. Yeah. So,
well, Pamela,
so
why don't you pray for our viewers right now?
Okay.
And you know, pray, prophesy,
okay.
Call them into all that God has for them as we finish up here.
Okay. Praise God. Well, Father, we just decree right now, your women will arise in the day of your power. Lord, there's so many women that are intercessors and prayer warriors. You have learned so much through your family, fighting for your families and prayer for salvation. I feel like there's a lot of prayer warriors that feel like, okay, now what? They're kind of at a stalemate. What do I do next? You know? And so God wants you to know that he has prepared you for such a time as this. You're an Esther. You're a Ruth. You will arise and shine, and your light shall shine in the darkness. And I sense too, there's a lot of women right now that you've been in a very dark place, and you haven't been able to see the next step in front of you. And God is saying, just take that little baby step, one step at a time, and he is going to open the doors, open the gates. Lord, we decree gates and doors will be open in your next phase of your ministry and in your calling and in your destiny. God is not done with you yet. You have been faithful in little. God says he's going to raise you up and give you the nations for your inheritance. As for the nations, he's going to give you the nations for your inheritance and your families. I sense family salvations. Your prayers that you have prayed for many years are going to be answered for your children and your grandchildren. And all future generations are going to be blessed because of your prayers and your life.
Amen.
Amen.
And I see the hand of God marking many of you to actually run for government.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not have ever considered it before, but you might start having dreams about it, or the thoughts will just enter into your heart. Don't push those things away, but inquire of the Lord about it, because I do see the hand of the Lord coming on women all over the world. And he's saying, I need you on the government mountain. And you might be called to run for office, or you might be called to work alongside of someone who is in office. But God is calling women to the government mountain. I also want to let you know about Women in Ministry Network, is that we have women who are serving God in all different avenues of ministry, the home and family, government, business, media, arts and entertainment, the church, of course, and education. And I want to invite you, if you're passionate about serving God with all of your heart and making your life count for him, I'd like to invite you to join our network. Pray about that. You can go on my website, patriciaking.com, and there's a tab there that says WIMN, Women in Ministry Network. Push that tab and read about what we have available for you. It's a beautiful network. Women are getting empowered and getting strong covering. We pray for one another. We have intercessors in the network that cover the different ministries. Great training, equipping, empowering. I think that you would really enjoy it. So that's patriciaking.com, and go to the Women tab there, W-I-M-N, and find out more about getting involved, because God is calling women to arise in this hour. We'll see you next time.
You have gifts. God expects you to use them. If you need training to school your gift, log on to schoolofthespirit.tv. You'll find training in spiritual warfare, prophetic ministry, prayer, seer's ministry, writing, and so much more. Go to schoolofthespirit.tv today. You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.